VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives launched a wide-ranging investigation Monday of President Trump's 2016 campaign, his businesses, and whether, as president, he has obstructed justice in an effort to stop investigations of him and his family. Mr. Trump has long denied wrongdoing involving his campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The panel has sent document requests to 81 people touching all parts of the president's life, from sons Don Jr. and Eric to former advisors Steve Bannon and Sean Spicer. It makes some specific requests, like asking Michael Cohen for any audio or video recordings of his talks with the president. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says the investigation will look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power, with the document requests a way to start building the public record. One official familiar with the probe says most responses are due in 2 weeks, and the committee expects some people may eventually face subpoenas if they do not cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuelan opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim President Juan Guaido returned safely to Caracas on Monday despite concerns he'd be arrested for violating a travel ban imposed by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has called Guaido a coup-mongering U.S. puppet and said the opposition leader could face arrest when he returned to Venezuela. After 5 years of imprisonment, the prominent Egyptian photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zayed was released and returned to his family Monday. He's popularly known as Shakan. He said he would continue his work as a journalist despite harsh conditions placed on his release. He'll remain under police observation for the next 5 years and has to check in with police every day at sunset. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters and family members fled the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz on Monday, taking advantage of a pause in ferocious fighting with the U.S.-backed forces that have surrounded the last patch of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces tweeted that the battle to retake Baghouz was going to be over soon, despite the slowdown. Later, an SDF official said some 500 people, including fighters, have surrendered and evacuated the village of Baghouz and its surrounding areas. Dozens of men, women, and children climbed hills on foot and were later seen getting into small trucks. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A coalition official told VOA on Monday that the SDF was working diligently to get any remaining civilians out of harm's way, but the official admitted the number of civilians still hiding with IS fighters or being held against their will is simply not known. Anti-government